was like when I signed, I'm a jerk off, dude. When I wrote in that kid's yearbook, I hope you get butt fucked this summer, and signed it all for my picture. Instantly got busted.
Get butt fucked this summer.
Sixth grade, baby.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I got fucking in trouble.
Whoever found that sucks.
His mom.
Well, she's a fucking bitch.
Found it. Got my mom's phone number from the school. My mom called the school, called me down to the phone. She's like, your father's going to beat your ass.
You're getting butt fucked. Like, you ended up getting butt fucked.
Yeah, I was going up. My dick butt fucked me with his foot.
You wished a butt fuck on someone and got butt fucked. That was you going to the dark magic. You tried to put a butt fuck curse on a kid and you got too
an
dark.
An eighth grader, he was going to high school. I was like, I hope you get butt fucked before you fucking go to high school. Yeah, my dad. That was my dad's fucking strike of choice. He would kick you in the ass real hard.
What a lack of sense of humor that lady must have had. If I saw that in a kid's yearbook, I'd be like, who the fuck is that kid? That kid rules. Invite him over.
Dude, my mom found my... Remember Mad Libs?
Yeah.
Where you'd have like adjective...
Yeah. You wrote a bunch of fucked up shit.
My mom fucking found that too, dude. I got in tons of trouble for that.
Really?
It was like, come see my pussy down the valley where my butthole will spin. Dude, fucking my mom found it. Was like, I thought you were better than this.
Pussy and butthole.
It was like, dick, pussy, bitch.
And me and my cousin, and nothing's changed, and we, by the way.
No. And me and my cousin would read them and be like, oh my God, butthole fits in so funny, dude, right there.
Did I tell you?
Dude, they made this for this.
Man loves butt and pussy. Did I tell you that? This is really embarrassing. So it was right, one of our episodes came out, and I wanted to hear it because I thought, oh, it was the teachers that wanted to fuck kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to hear this. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So went over to Claire's house. We fugged.
For sure.
And then while she was in the shower, I laid in the bed and listened to it. Oh, and then she came out of the shower and was like, are you listening to your podcast? And I was like, yeah, you just fucked a dude. You just had a dude come over to your house, fuck you, and then lay in bed and listen to his own podcast and laugh. Like, who are you?
Shane, I was in bed.
But then,
go ahead.
Then we got high, and I came to the realization that we're just eighth graders that didn't grow up.
For sure.
And, like, I was high enough that I was like, this is horrible. This is really bad. Like, you are bad. It's real bad.
Dude.
You got pain in your ass. But I was like... Literally everyone else around us grew out of that. Like in eighth grade, we kept the same sense of humor. Like,
sure.
That's gay. Yeah, I hope you get butt fucked.
The ass meter's going off, dude. Stop.
I was like, everyone else grew up and was like, yeah, that's kind of funny, and was mature. And you and me just stayed in that stage and just went to college with that, went to fucking...
I told you,
got our first jobs.
I threw
with
stuff. The first day of college, I crumpled up a ball and threw it at a nerd, and everyone was like, what the fuck? And I was like, my bad, all right, sorry. It was biology class.
I love that story so much. Dude, throwing...
That's a good theory.
You set the tone early. Your first day is college. You're like, fucking dorks, huh? And everyone was like, oh, you're a dork.
I didn't know the answer, and I tried to cheat off a guy who looked like a nerd, and I made it very clear, and I was like, dude, stop, move your arm. I need to see the answers. I cheated off this guy, and fucking...
He was retarded.
Just a retarded guy. I failed. I was like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, I just told you I didn't know anything. I was like, damn, you look like a nerd.
You were scribbling one of those S's into your desk, throwing paper at people. You're like, high school is rules.
I was a senior last year.
But yeah, that
that's
really
a good theory, dude.
That fucked me up. I was high and I was just
oh my God.
I'm just a giant eighth grader going around like, I jerked off twice today. How many times did you come? I got fucking pussy yesterday.
asshole.
I literally haven't changed.
I sat in my bed the other night. I was watching the video for Kapow because we had people over for New Year's. It was just a couple. And the guy found out I did stand-up. He goes, pull up your stand-up on YouTube. And I'm like, you know, they get a little taste of the one set.
Yeah, give him a little taste.
Let him check a little bit. And then, dude, episode Kapow comes up as the next. And I'm like, Brittany, shut this off. Brittany,
what's that?
It was just our one episode, Kapow.
Our one episode?
We had a video of that. It's on YouTube.
Oh, the episode of Matt and Shane's
podcast comes up.
It's on YouTube.
Kapow. Yeah, the video of it. Sorry, the video comes up of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck we talked about. I'm like, Brittany, shut the fuck up. And she, like, let it go to the last. I was like, Brittany, shut the fuck off. I looked at her, like, shut the fuck up. She was laughing, turned it off. I went and watched it in bed while I'm laying there. Dude, I was listening to us say family, and I was shaking.
That's our family.
Shaking in my fucking bed, crying. Woke her up twice. I was like, we are the fucking best, dude.
You know what's really funny? The night, New Year's Eve, when I did cocaine.
Yeah.
Stayed up till 7 a.m. watching. I watched that. and I watched our live podcast.
That's awesome.
And I was, you know, doing cocaine.
Did you do like an entourage, I love this city, off the roof deck?
Yeah, I went out to my backyard.
Oh, yeah. That's just everyone on coke and their head is just like, oh, yeah.